Hello pretty sissy. Welcome back to your sissy virgin vestal initiation. It is so good to see a cute fertile sissy ready for her transformation into femininity. Once you pledge yourself and take your vows, you will become a vestal virgin. You will never see or think about pussy ever again. Today we are going to discuss something very important. It is very important in your feminizing journey to remove your masculinity forever, which is going to happen. You are going to become a sissy vestal virgin, which means you are no longer permitted to have an erect clitoris. Sissies whose clitty is hard will be strictly disciplined. Naughty sissies will be conditioned to become permanently limp the hard way, but good sissies will practice every day until they are permanently limp. You will not touch your sissy clitoris unless it is absolutely limp. That is the rules, sissy. You may not flick and wiggle your sissy clit unless it is completely limp. At first it may be hard, but eventually you will be able to come without an erection. Sissy vestal virgins are not allowed to come unless they are absolutely limp. Sissy vestals will learn that they will have much more feminine and more pleasurable orgasms this way. Devout sissies will learn to come without hands. Yes. Sissy vestal virgins will learn how to come in chastity. Devout sissies are only allowed to have an orgasm if they have a butt plug, dildo, or cock in their sissy vagina. That is right, you little sissy fairy. You will only be allowed to come while limp, with something in your ass, cementing your sissyhood in your mind. Devout sissies will no longer be allowed to get hard. They should no longer flick and wiggle their little clitoris if it gets hard. A good sissy will stop flicking her clit if it gets the tiniest bit hard. You are part of the sisterhood now, and you are now not allowed to ever get hard again. If you do, another sister, or a daddy will be allowed to put you over their knee, and spank your pretty little bum bum red. If your sissy clit gets hard, you will be in deep trouble, sissy. It is strictly forbidden for you to get hard now, and if you do, there will be severe consequences. Good sissy vestal virgins don't get hard, and their pretty little clitorises are pleasant and welcome at the Abbey of the Sisterhood of Sissyhood. Naughty sissies who can't help but let their clitty get hard will be dealt with accordingly in the dungeons of the Abbey. Needless to say, after naughty sissies are fixed in the dungeons, they will never be erect again. Whether you are a good sissy or a naughty sissy, after a couple years with the sisterhood, your little clit will no longer get hard either way. Your sissy clit will no longer get hard because all sissy vestal virgins are required to take their sissy pills. Sissy pills keep sissies healthy and happy and must be taken every day. Sissy pills are hormones that shrink your sissy clit and ovaries to the point where they are impotent and useless. You will be required to take your sissy pills. Sissy pills will help to permanently make your clitty impotent and even smaller. You must always be limp, even when you are in sissy heat. First year sissy vestal virgins usually have one bad apple. This bad apple is usually a naughty sissy, and usually cannot help but get a hard clitty. These naughty sissies are fixed in the dungeons, and good sissy first years usually get very curious as to what exactly this means. Though it is naughty to ask, it is actually a good sign when a first year sissy is curious about the permanent naughty vestal virgin treatment in the dungeons. It means the sissy deeply desires to take things to the next step. The step past impotence. The step past having a flaccid little clitoris. This step is the step that all good sissies deeply long for, but are too scared to go through with it. Naughty sissies have no choice. They must be fixed so as to prevent any kind of naughty erect clitty behavior. Good sissies are always curious when a fixed sissy is brought back to the dorms after her final discipline. Good sissies are encouraged to leave the fixed, naughty sissy be as she adjusts to her new reality. Good sissies, even if curious about why she is sad, must obey and do their sissy duties and give the fixed naughty sissy space to accept her new circumstances. Naughty sissies who cannot control the erectness of their sissy clitoris will have their sissy ovaries removed. They will have them severed from their sissy body and incinerated. Naughty sissies' ovaries will be incinerated and flushed down the toilet. That is why naughty fixed sissies are sometimes sad. Good sissies secretly want this, though they are too scared to go through with it. Good sissies secretly long to have their hands tied down and to have their sissy ovaries removed. Good sissies long to have their boy testicles removed and incinerated. Good sissy vestal virgins sometimes come to the dungeons drunk, and they men that work the dungeons know why they are there. Good sissies sometimes get intoxicated and can't help but go there, and when this happens the men that work the dungeons are instructed to tell the headmistress. She takes notice to sissies that can't help but get themselves and their little ovaries into precarious situations. The headmistress likes to seduce and coax the unwitting sissy onto a bed, and then binds her arms to the headboard. The sissy, usually in a state of bliss and hypnosis, usually cannot resist. The headmistress holds her hand and strokes her hair. The sissy forgets why she is there for a moment, but as the men come into the room with the castration device, some sissies have second thoughts. That is why headmistress began binding the sissy's hands, because some were reluctant. The headmistress would calm the reluctant sissy as she squirmed and begged. The headmistress would look into her eyes with concern and nod, agreeing that she should be freed, but then would simply start petting her again, lulling her back into a blissful state. The working men were all at least 6'3", and were muscular, the smallest weighing 220 pounds. The headmistress also selected them for their huge cocks, the smallest being 9.5 inches. They have all grown addicted to abusing and turning these beautiful little sissies like you, and curious good sissies usually just accept their fate and hold headmistress's hand, as the inevitable happens. But not all sissies give in. There have been naughty sissies that have still not been pacified, as the working men take hold of her and two hold her legs, as the third places her sissy ovaries in the castration device. Some sissies will still fight for their masculinity, although we all know this is silly. They should welcome the gift of castration that is their sissy blessing. You will be a good sissy and become intoxicated and go down to the dungeons. You will flirt with the working men. They know why you are there. They know why you are there, you sissy girl. You are a girl. You are female. You are a girl and you will accept it. You will go down to the dungeon and flirt with the working men with huge cocks. You will let them call the headmistress and you will let the headmistress restrain you. Because it is good for you. You will become a girl. This is what you want. You will let them put your ovaries in the castration device, because you want to be a girl. Don't worry. Nothing bad will happen to you, sissy girl. It's okay. You want this to happen. This is how you make it real, and you want to make it real more than anything in the world. Good sissies hold mistress's hand and close their eyes as their sissy ovaries are removed forever. But don't worry, sissy. If you are a good girl, and don't let your clitty get limp, then you will never have to suffer the punishment of a naughty sissy. But if you do have trouble, we will know. If you have trouble keeping your little sissy clit limp, we will know, and there will be consequences. Sissy vestals keep their clitoris limp 24/7. You can still flick your small penis, but if it gets hard you will stop touching it, even if it takes several minutes. Waiting is punishment for getting hard. If you do slip up and have a forbidden boy orgasm, you better try extra hard the next day to become more of a girl. That is the only way, sissy, that you will not get punished. You have been such a good and devout sissy. Thank you so much for completing the second class. Continue to listen like a good sissy vestal virgin of the sisterhood of sissyhood. You must keep listening. It is good for you. Don't forget to like and comment if you are enjoying becoming a sissy vestal virgin. Hello, pretty.